Harry bent down, recognized Ron's handwriting, then tore open the envelope. Inside was a hastily scribbled note.
Harry, Dad got the tickets. Ireland versus Bulgaria, Monday night. Mum's writing to the Muggles to ask you to stay. They might already have the letter. I don't know how fast Muggle post is. Thought I'd send this with pig, anyway.
Harry stared at the word pig, then looked up at the tiny owl now zooming around the light fixture on the ceiling. He had never seen anything that looked less like a pig. Maybe he couldn't read Ron's writing. He went back to the letter.
We're coming for you, whether the Muggles like it or not. You can't miss the World Cup. Only Mum and Dad reckon it's better if we pretend to ask their permission first. If they say yes, send Pig back with your answer pronto, and we'll come and get you at 5 o'clock on Sunday. If they say no, send Pig back pronto, and we'll come and get you at 5 o'clock on Sunday anyway. Herman is arriving this afternoon. Percy's started work. The Department of International Magical Cooperation. Don't mention anything about abroad while you're here unless you want the pants board off you. See you soon, Ron.
Calm down, Harry said as a small owl flew low over his head, twittering madly with what Harry could only assume was pride at having delivered the letter to the right person.
Come here. I need you to take my answer back.
The owl fluttered down on top of Hedwig's cage. Hedwig looked coldly up at it, as though daring it to try and come any closer. Harry seized his eagle feather quill once more, grabbed a fresh piece of parchment, and wrote,
Ron, it's all okay. The Muggles say I can come. See you 5 o'clock tomorrow. Can't wait. Harry.
He folded this note up very small and with immense difficulty tied it to the tiny owl's leg as it hopped on the spot with excitement. The moment the note was secure, the owl was off again. It zoomed out of the window and out of sight. Harry turned to Hedwig.
"Feeling up to a long journey?" he asked her.
Hedwig hooted in a dignified sort of way.
"Can you take this to Sirius for me?"
he said, picking up his letter.
"Hang on, I just want to finish it."
He unfolded the parchment and hastily added a postscript. "If you want to contact me, I'll be at my friend Ron Weasley's for the rest of the summer. His dad's got us tickets for the Quidditch World Cup." The letter finished, he tied it to Hedwig's leg. She kept unusually still, as though determined to show him how a real post-owl should behave.
"I'll be at Ron's when you get back, all right?"
Harry told her. She nipped his finger affectionately, then, with a soft swooshing noise, spread her enormous wings and soared out of the open window. Harry watched her out of sight, then crawled under his bed, wrenched up the loose floorboard, and pulled out a large chunk of birthday cake. He sat there on the floor eating it, savouring the happiness that was flooding through him. He had cake, and Dudley had nothing but grapefruit. It was a bright summer's day. He would be leaving Privet Drive tomorrow. His scar felt perfectly normal again, and he was going to watch the Quidditch World Cup. It was hard, just now, to feel worried about anything. Even Lord Voldemort.